Song of this good day. The things you need to know today are part of the focus here in the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here with me. Rich McFadden begins his cancer treatment officially today, the chemotherapy, which brings him into a hospital for 5 or 6 hours a day. He'll probably be out for the rest of the week. And the things that we underscore here, think about what you have to be thankful for. I think that's one of the things that brings me around, as close as I am to Rich, people asking, well, why? How could it happen to such a great guy? That's not really, I can understand having that conversation for sure. That's not really the point. The point is that he does have the problem, and a lot of good wishes and goodwill aimed toward him will help him recover more quickly. He has a Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a cancer of the it's the lymph nodes are how most of what we have in our system gets from one port to the other, not through the blood veins. That's nourishment, but the juices that supply a lot of the important parts of your body with the functionality are affected by the lymph nodes. And so, at any rate, he's going to go and sit. He just sent me an email in 5 hours, 6 hours in a room with all this stuff going into his body. He's got a great attitude toward it, and I think that's the thing we think about. Hold that good thought for him to keep up his good attitude. But also, think about in your own world, your own life, what you have to be thankful for as you start your day, every day. I think Meredith taught me this much as anything else. She's taught me a lot of things in the year and a half that I've known her. But one of the things that's been very important is focusing on that which you have. Do you give thanks? Not always are you going to be able to really understand or grasp everything that's in your world. I don't know that we're always intended to understand everything that's part of our world. But if you understand and recognize those things which are good and helpful and healthy about your reality, giving thanks is a great way, I think, for us to focus on the things that are important. Is the discussion of what went on in the NSA important? Yeah, in some ways. And because this program is all about some of the news nuggets of each day and what they mean to us, when we have the ability, as we do, because of the services of Ken Kessler, who monitors a lot of great talk radio programs around the country. It's part of his job. And it's one of the unique things about this program. And we intersperse it, depending on who's here. Jennifer's off for the rest of the week. No, I guess she's back tomorrow. No, I said that. She went to Denver. Isn't she back tomorrow, Kenny?
I think she's supposed to be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Both Roberta and Jennifer back tomorrow. Richie probably not again until next week. So one of the things that we do to get you stimulated, if the ladies aren't here or if all of the players aren't here, is to have you listen to some of the things that others are talking about on other programs, the local shows around the country that do such a good job in most cases of discussing the issues. And it just gets people to think about it. These are programs that are on at different times of the day, interesting hosts. So as we discuss what top intelligence officials told Congress yesterday about the NSA, National Security Agency surveillance programs, they underscored that how do we best describe them? Situations, these listening posts have foiled attacks. And so I've said over and over again, okay, let's have some specifics. Well, they brought some specifics to the table, including a plot to blow up the New York Stock Exchange, plan to bomb the New York subway system. Officials said the Stock Exchange plot, the NSA using internet surveillance to find an extremist in Yemen who was in contact with an operative in our country. As far as the subway plot is concerned, the NSA says it intercepted an email from a terrorist in Pakistan who was talking with somebody in the U.S. about perfecting a recipe for explosives. That person turned out to be a person that pled guilty in a plot to blow up the Stock Exchange. So, or the subway system, sorry. So, then we're back to the focus on Edward Snowden and whether he's a good guy, a bad guy, whether the NSA is filled with good guys, bad guys, how do you protect your privacy? Here's a host named Steve Scott talking to Bob Fuss, who is a reporter for CBS, about the testimony in detail.
What has Army General Keith Alexander been telling the House Intelligence Committee?
Well, Steve, it was a very vigorous defense, and he was accompanied by top officials from the FBI and other agencies. And basically what he said is that we need this to protect ourselves from terrorists. He said that there have been over 50 potential terrorist attacks that he believes have been stopped in part because of information they got from this program, which is storing records of every phone call and email. You know, he tried to reassure people that it's not an invasion of privacy by basically arguing that even though they're collecting everything, they're only looking at a tiny piece of it, only a few hundred, actually, phone records a year, and they're only doing that in cases where there are where they are suspicious. But he said that in order to do that, they still believe that they need to basically collect everything.
Now, General Alexander singled out a plot to bomb the New York Stock Exchange.
He did. I mean, that was one of them. There were, of these 50, there are four that they are now willing to publicly discuss, and that's one of them, and that was a foiled plot. And you know, the plot had been known before because people were went to trial and were convicted of trying to do that, but this was the first time they said that this program helped provide the tip that led to stopping it.
It seems the NSA surveillance programs, for the most part, have the support of the Intelligence Committee. It appeared to me that leadership on both the Republican and Democrat sides seemed to support the programs.
That's true, and I think the leadership generally in Congress is supporting it. You know, there have been very few voices of those either in leadership or the intelligence committees who don't. There are a few, you know, not on the House side, but on the Senate side. For instance, Senator Ron Wyden, who's on the Intelligence Committee and so has seen all of the classified information, has expressed doubts as to whether these claims that this program really led to stopping these terrorist attacks are true. And there are others who suggested that you could do all of this without tracking everybody's phone calls every day. But generally, there is support for the NSA and for what they're doing.
But it does seem that it's that Big Brother stigma, that hurdle is really what they're going to have to try to cross here.
And they understand that. I mean, you know, it's a very odd situation because he's basically saying there has been terrible, irreparable harm done by this leak. But now that you know about it, we need to explain it so that you appreciate it and understand it and like it. And so it's a weird sort of combination of things that he's trying to do, understanding, and I think the administration generally understands, that a lot of people just, you know, kind of are concerned about the breadth of this spying.
An interesting hearing, Bob, in that the committee was not pounding away at the person in front of them.
No, there were actually very few, you know, tough questions at all. You know, there was, well, you know, one or two of suggestions that, well, you know, any kind of ability like this has the potential to be abused. But there was really nobody who was kind of, you know, being tough in their questioning.
Where is the outrage? Where is the upset? Where is the, what was obvious a couple of weeks ago? When did Snowden first come forth? It's been 2 weeks now, hasn't it?
I think it was just over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. All right. So there was plenty of outrage then. Where is it now? Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. I just think that there's good and bad in every situation. I think that maybe there are some things that need to be protected, but for the most part, it doesn't hurt us to know what's going on. I thought it was also interesting, Kenny, that the Deputy Attorney General James Cole testified as well after the presentation of Keith Alexander. James Cole testified under the business records provision of the Patriot Act. Analysts can't actually listen in on your phone call in real time. They are allowed to seek a FISA court warrant for metadata, like phone numbers, that sort of thing, call dates and call length. But it has to be after the fact. But to be true to how this actually works, how do you know what you want unless you're listening? Just somebody's got to be listening to something. Let's get more on that. Now, if you watch A Person of Interest on CBS, which is moving to Tuesdays this fall, it gives you a pretty interesting idea about how some of this surveillance stuff works. And if you've seen the movie Fast and Furious, you kind of get the idea of how it works as well. All right, so that's where I get my that's my historical perspective from the movie Fast and Furious and from watching Person of Interest. That's how I've become an expert. How about you? 888-302-3684, Doug at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. Summertime will be here before you know it. And most of you want to lose a few pounds because you think you'll look better. Well, there's a better way, a quicker way for you to look better. I saw an interesting article about Amy Adams that's posted in one of the women's magazines. Amy Adams is the lady who's, well, she's very attractive. She's done a lot of great movies. She comes across as being just kind of cool, calm, and collected. I think she's in Superman. I think she plays Lois Lane in Superman. Right. Hasn't she now? And she's talking about her body. And how she doesn't exercise particularly. She's not that careful about what she eats. She just happens to be lucky. She has a nice body, but she's not going to worry about how she looks all the time. She does have nice teeth, and that brings me around to thinking about how wonderful one's teeth look and how you don't necessarily look at the rest of the body. Look at that smile. I know the woman in my life, I look at her smile, and it's beautiful. It's nice to see those nice white teeth. How about you? When you smile, are people impressed with the way you look? If they are not, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, you know, with Power Swabs. Power Swabs will help you have the white teeth that will make you look younger and feel better. It can help you look as much as 13 years younger, according to the recent clinical studies that are out. And it's so easy. It's so simple. Power Swabs. The teeth whitening system that comes from a system—it's the dentist that puts this stuff together. Understood the chemical part of natural things like coconut oil, because this is basically a cleanser that comes from coconut oil. All natural, gets rid of coffee stains, smoking stains, wine stains, you name it. If you have crowns, caps, veneers, or bonding, Power Swabs will remove all the stains from those teeth. So get your 5-minute solution to brighter, whiter teeth by calling 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Save 50% off the retail price. If you mention Doug Stephan, when you tell him Doug Stephan sent you, you get free shipping as well as 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs to clean up your teeth. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Like First Quality Laminate Flooring, just 39 cents a square foot. Plus pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Bamboo from 139. Vinyl wood plank. Cork. Every floor is on sale. And get special financing. Get ready. End-of-quarter clearance starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Got an itch? Better scratch it. 888-302-3684. We have the usual sort of compendium here of entertainment. Like we have a little excerpt from The Voice from last night, and then the late night chat shows with the comedians having some fun, usually at somebody else's expense. And then back to the issues of the day here on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.
Virtual. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Swan Brothers with fellow contestants Holly Tucker, Amber Carrington, and Justin Rivers on last night's The Voice. Is the I'm trying to put together the pieces of The Voice from last night. But last night wasn't the final show, though, was it?
Yes, it was. I was surprised. Yeah.
Huh.
I thought it had another week to go.
Do I give away the winner? The winner is not singing with this group, apparently. Danielle Bradbury was the winner. Let's see. And Michelle Shamuel came in second. The Swan Brothers came in third. All right. For those of you who are wondering how that shook out. There we have the all the suspense is gone now. 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Wednesday the 19th. Last night, Tuesday, on the late night shows. Now, tell me why Conan. We were talking about Conan because he's not in our overview of the late night shows. I thought he was doing a performance from some. I forgot which city I saw him in. But I was watching on Monday night, and he was in some old church someplace. Anybody know why we don't have him?
Might have been a rerun.
No, I don't think it was a rerun. They wouldn't necessarily rerun something. Well, I say, no, it wasn't a rerun like I know. it wouldn't seem natural for them to run a rerun of something that wasn't in Hollywood, but who knows?
TBS had some, did they have NBA games on last night, maybe?
I don't know. I did not stay up that late last night. Let's get to Jay Leno, though, having some fun at NASA's expense as we get started with the overview of the late night shows that we're on.
And this week, NASA has named 8 new astronauts, and 4 of them are women.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. 4 women astronauts. They said they did this because if we want to someday see equality in the sexes and equal pay for women, we should start looking for a planet that already has that stuff.
This story comes up about twice a year. They think they have located the body of Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh,
remember,
yes.
Former Teamsters Union Tiger Jimmy Hoffa hasn't been seen in 40 years. They thought he was buried at the old Giant Stadium, and turns out he was not buried there. They got a tip. They think he's buried in a field in Michigan. Jimmy Hoffa, after 40 years of being dead. Nothing on the NSA whistleblower, but we think we know where Jimmy Hoffa is. The cops in Michigan are digging up a field. We'll let you know just as soon as they find nothing.
This is crazy. It turns out the Senate's new immigration bill that's been in the news, it's over 1,000 pages long. Some critics say the bill is too long for the average American to read before it's approved, while some senators are saying that's the point. 1,000 pages long, weighs over 24 pounds. Doesn't sound like an immigration bill. Sounds like a menu at the Cheesecake Factory.
Hey, speaking of holiday, congratulations to Kanye West. He's a new father. He and Kim Kardashian became new parents over the weekend. On Saturday, Kim gave birth to a baby girl. Kim was in labor for 6 hours, thus marking the first time the words Kardashian and labor have ever been used together in the same sentence. Yeah, so, in fact, when the doctor said when he slapped the baby, he regretted he couldn't slap the entire family. But no, no, no. But Kim says she and Kanye want to keep the baby out of the public eye.
Yeah.
In fact, the E! Network's developing a new show called Keeping the Baby Out of the Public Eye with the Kardashians. It'll be an exciting new show.
You remember evil dictator of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, no longer the evil dictator. They had election, and he's out. And I was thinking, boy, you thought Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was in a bad Mahmoud before. He's really in a bad Mahmoud now. He's no living with the guy.
All right.
You guys, the new Superman movie, Man of Steel, made $125 million at the weekend box office to have the best June opening of all time. You can tell Superman's doing well. Today I saw him shopping for capes at Dolce & Gabbana. It was like, oh, he's doing well.
I'm going to guess that that's an expensive store you go shopping in. Coming up in the next half hour, the amount of food being consumed on Amtrak trains and what it costs. I'm sure you'll be excited about that. Plus, we'll find out who Meredith Whitney is. I may even have a 2020 news quiz about her. It's 29 after here on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Stephen, and we have the cast of thousands, or not thousands, maybe we have hundreds, not hundreds, maybe we have dozens. Well, we got voices from a lot of different programs that Ken Kessler's monitored. He's here with me as the rest of the world seems to be taking it. We're not taking it easy. They're taking it in a different place. They're taking their responsibilities they have in other parts of their lives. How many of you do two things in as far as making money is concerned? You have more than one way of making money. Raise your hands. Kenny, you have several different ways of making money. Michael Forty is at the control in our studio in Washington. Has a couple of different places that he goes to make money. I have a couple of different ways that I lose money. So, one big happy family here. The Good Day program aiming to let you know what's going on in the world, important stories of the day. I have a question before all of you that I'll give you 4 or 5 minutes to cogitate if you got the answer. Something this woman has said that I find most interesting. Her name is Meredith Whitney, and she's in the news, and I want you to tell me, if you'd like a swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet, why Meredith Whitney is in the news, what she has said that is it's pretty compelling. She's written a new book, and we'll figure out what that is in a few moments after you figure out who she is, if you can. 888-302-3684. If you know who Meredith Whitney is, 888-302-3684. I just thought of this. My lady friend's name is Meredith, so somebody's going to say, well, it's got to be Doug's girlfriend. No, it's not. Not related to me, girlfriend, don't know her, but I have read some interesting things that she's responsible for, so I thought we'd underscore that, and by way of this conversation, you'd hear what she had to say. 888-302-3684, motivating you for Wednesday, the 19th of June. A lot of foreign relations information and news that's going to come into prominence in a moment. But first, I thought it would be rather interesting to pay attention to Congressman John Mica, who has become very public in criticizing Amtrak. Now, I don't know how many of you know this, but Amtrak gets subsidies of about $1.4 billion a year from you and me. So the way they run their trains comes under scrutiny, and it well should. We run here in New England and down the Northeast Corridor from Washington to Boston what they call the Acela train. It's a fast train, goes about 200 some odd miles an hour, gets to New York in 3 hours, and down to Washington another 3. It's about 6 hours. Normally the slow train would take about 8.5 hours. And it's nice service. Trains are nice and clean. Seats are comfortable. And they serve very nice meals if you want to go in first class. The ticket, I'll give you an example. When I take the ride from Route 128 here in suburban Boston down in New York City, take about, I think it's 3 hours and 12 minutes, and you can buy a ticket in first class for $178. I think that's what it costs, $198 maybe, but something like that. And included in the luxury first class accommodations in that car on the train is a full-service menu and a meal. So the let's see, the regular slow train would cost about $68. If you're in business class on the Acela, it's $140-something, and it's arguably, I think it may be $170. I can't remember because I've only gone down the first class car a couple of times, and I needed to go there because I had a business associate and I needed to have some privacy to talk. Otherwise, I wouldn't spend the extra $40. But that's not what's so compelling about what you need to know that you're paying for with your $1.4 billion taxpayer subsidy. Amtrak's menus, the first class menu, costs the government through subsidies $400 per passenger ticket. If you're riding in the first class car and you pay close to a couple of $100 for a seat, it still costs them another $400. And you look at these numbers and you figure, huh? The food service on Amtrak lost $72 million last year, and Congress has been asked to pay for it. So MICA, Congressman John MICA, who's former chairman of the House Transportation Committee, did some math. And he figured out that this, he's a Florida congressman, by the way, he has in his focus a contract Amtrak has with Master Gourmet Chefs. They're the ones that provide the food in first class on these trains. They have, since 1982, been doing business with the same outfit. Now, it would be interesting to know who they're connected to, but at any rate, probably not important to the story. The thing that's important is that over the past 11 years, the food service has lost $906 million. Almost $1 billion. So that you could have a Master Gourmet Chef meal on an Amtrak train. So and by the way, not only the Northeast, the routes that run from Boston, New York, and Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, but the Sunset Limited, California Zephyr, and the Southwest Chief, those are the three routes where they have lost a lot of money as well. So, let's see, last year of what they lost in food service, $72 million. The taxpayer made up $46 of that $72 million. And Micah says it's time for this to stop. Who agrees with that? Raise your hands. You want to have a nice meal on Amtrak? You pay for it. Why should I be paying for your nice meal on an Amtrak train?
Yeah, no kidding.
Huh? I mean, seriously. Why should you and I pay for somebody's meal on Amtrak? You pay for it.
I don't get it. Amtrak is a private company, isn't it?
So is the post office. And so is Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They all get government subsidies, however. We all pay at the end of the day. So I thought that was an interesting reality and a reality check. 888-302-3684. Always for your comments. What do you have working there, Kenny, in our fishbowl that is facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at Good Day Show?
Lots of people sending good wishes and thoughts and prayers for Richie as he starts his treatment today.
Yeah.
Patty, Alex, Bill, Chris, Helen, Glenda, Marsha, all are sending thoughts and prayers.
Neat. That's a good thing. Richie will be fine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I feel it in my heart. A few foreign relations items from the Foreign Relations Desk today on Good Day. Senior White House officials announcing that U.S. and Taliban representatives meeting for the first time. However, Hamid Karzai doesn't like it because they're sidestepping him. And he is the big kahuna. He's the guy with the big hat. He's the guy in the know, on the go. And so he says to the United States and to Afghanistani Taliban rebels, yeah, I don't want you to talk anymore. I think we ought to be involved. And I guess to a point, the government there ought to be involved because it's their government. The thing is that Karzai has never really done it. He's a puppet. And he's been controlled by the Taliban. And I mean, just... why is he always wearing that winter hat? Is it cold in Afghanistan all the time? Does anybody know?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, the G8 summit meeting in Northern Ireland, leaders calling for peace talks to resolve the Syrian civil war. Here's the radio host Bob Murray talking to Congressman Aaron Schlock of Illinois about the president's plan to support the rebels in Syria.
President Obama has announced that they're considering, his administration is, to increase aid to Syrian rebels, maybe supplying some weapons. Can you give us your reaction to this?
Well, look, I have been supportive of the president's efforts in that region simply because I think it's a very tough call on what we should do. You know, Bashar Assad is obviously a bad actor in the sense that he's, you know, committed quite a bit of atrocities against his own people. In the last year, 40,000 people have been murdered, have been killed in his country through war. You know, but having said that, he has a history of protecting religious minorities, both Christians and Jews, throughout that country. And we've seen in countries like Egypt, when there's been uprising and the fall of a leader, the first people who basically, the people to be targeted are the religious minorities, as we saw in Egypt, as you saw in Libya. And in talking to some of those religious minorities in Syria, that's their great fear as well. So not knowing which of these rebel groups will ultimately take over if he falls. Some of them are more freedom-loving. Senator McCain was just over there last week meeting with some of those that are more democracy-focused. And then, of course, there's a large contingent who are more radical Islamists. And so our fear is the fear of the unknown, not knowing if he falls, what will happen. But I think the president is starting to recognize it's not a matter of if, but when. And America wants to be on the right side of helping the right rebels seize power at the appropriate time.
Are we excited about the changes that are coming to Syria near you or to Afghanistan? I think there's more reason today for optimism. For some reason or other, I feel more optimistic about all this stuff. That and the election of the new president in Iran give us all cause for a little optimism. That's always pretty healthy, don't you think? Who's voting with me?
Absolutely.
Raise your hands, please. Yeah, good. All right, sure. Who is Meredith Whitney? No one has come up with the right answer, so I'll explain her story. She's 43 years old. She is a very important analyst on Wall Street. She predicted the mortgage bond bust with a book at the time and was summarily dismissed from her job and basically couched because the big boys that run Wall Street and the banks didn't want to hear what she told them. She was especially clear and focused on the shoddy fiscal policy in states like California, where the boom and the bust were especially sharp, and the economic problems of California and the people who live there, well chronicled at this point. Her new book is called Fate of the States. She argues that a new map of prosperity is emerging in our country. Jobs are moving away from the coasts and toward the 17 central corridor states in the Midwest and the Mountain West. She cites statistics mostly covering the last 3 or 4 years, arguing that these states are outperforming the rest of the states in our country because leaders elsewhere are hamstrung by public employee pensions and other commitments that housing boom states made in flush times. So I wonder if, in fact, what she's predicted is going to be the fate of our country. Do you see that happening, those of you who live on the coasts? Do you see people moving away? I see it in California, where I live part of the year. I see people living way above their means. They can't afford their houses anymore, so they just walk away. They walk away. They go to Nevada. They go to Arizona. They go to Wyoming. They go to Montana. They go to Colorado. They've had enough. Same is true of what it costs to live in New York and New Jersey. Some of Connecticut. It's too expensive. It's crazy. Taxes, government out of control. So all roads seem to be leading away from the coast, according to Miss Whitney, and I think it's an interesting premise. So I bring it to your attention. The book, again, is called Fate of the States. 13 before the hour, this is Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you less active than you once were? Are you feeling a little unmotivated? Be honest. Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's free testosterone levels may have dropped, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, shown to help boost free testosterone and maintain healthy normal levels. You can promote healthy energy metabolism, support muscle health with strength training, even reclaim the healthy sex drive you once had. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 800-853-7541. That's 800-853-7541. With Ageless Male, you can help boost your free testosterone. Hurry, this special offer won't last. And when this offer is gone, it's gone. Just call 800-853-7541. That's 800-853-7541.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com. Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works. Really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
When you switch to GEICO, it's easy to connect with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question, want to report a claim or change your policy, you can go online, use the GEICO app, or even use an amazing technological device that actually transmits the human voice over the airwaves. It's like magic. It's called the telephone. It's amazing.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And the Doug Steffens Good News Department this morning, the story of that Florida toddler who lost both of her lower legs in that lawnmower accident a couple of months ago. She now has the ability to be mobile again because of prosthetic limbs. Her name is Ireland Nugent. She was able to try out her artificial legs yesterday, one of them decorated with Minnie Mouse, the other one decorated with Dora the Explorer. I want to take my legs home, she said. She'll get to take them back to her hotel. They're practicing walking, waiting for the final versions to be completed. Father accidentally backed over her. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Sad. All right. Well, but it's good. I mean, at least it's better than what might have been the outcome. 51 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Three past the hour now. Wednesday, time for Tech Talk and Better Living, the focus on some of the things that we have and we're happy to have in terms of technology. There's a lot more of it out there than I'm able to follow or understand, but I use it. We all use it. Makes our lives better, hopefully, most of the time. Shelley Palmer is on top of most of this news. He has the upside to lots of different stories, doing the research and reporting for us every day at this time. In a moment, he's going to talk about Microsoft Office finally becoming available for Apple iOS. So in a moment, you'll find out how you can put the two together here on Good Day.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
you too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. After years of waiting, Microsoft Office has finally hit iOS. Available for iPhone, Office Mobile for Office 365 subscribers lets you create and edit Word, Excel, and PowerPoint documents on your phone just as you would on your computer. The app is free but requires an Office 365 subscription, which costs $100 per year or $10 a month. Office 365 is Microsoft's newest iteration of the Office Suite, which launched earlier this year. An Office 365 subscription gives 5 5 computers, Windows or Mac, and 5 mobile devices access to the Office suite of programs. Want to see if Office on iOS is better than the iWork suite? Try Office 365 for a month and let me know what you think. If you're waiting for an iPad version of Office, don't hold your breath. A tablet version would leave customers very little incentive to pick up a Surface Pro. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and no activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Car technology now in the focus. If you're stuck in a traffic jam on a hot summer day, not necessarily the place you'd want your car's engine to fail, right? Brian Osich has more on what you can do to help keep your car's engine running throughout the dog days of summer ahead.
During the summer months, it's not only important to keep your body hydrated, but it's just as necessary to keep your car hydrated so it runs properly. GM's James Bell.
Engines heat up pretty quickly when it's hot outside, and it becomes extra hard to keep things cool during the summer. But just like a bottle of water for you, your vehicle needs to stay lubricated. Get under the hood and make sure your oil is clean and at the right levels. The levels should be between the maximum and the minimum on the vehicle's dipstick, and if you need to, get that oil change.
Bell says it's important to keep your engine from overheating.
There's more to your engine than motor oil. Check out your vehicle's hoses. Make sure they aren't cracked or damaged in any way. These hoses carry important coolant from the radiator to the engine block to help keep your car running properly. And also, don't neglect other fluids for the transmission or the brakes.
Bell also suggests checking your owner's manual and following its maintenance schedule. For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from General Motors.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.